This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It is our number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You're home of the Rangers. Okay, we are live at the Globe, and Rangers pregame is coming up at 6:30. Rangers-Astros right here on The Fan with the first pitch at 7 o'clock. It is going to be Jacob deGrom on the hill for the Rangers against Hunter Brown. Okay. It is time now for a special guest to join us here as, you know, the Rangers bullpen has actually been a pleasant surprise this season. It could be better, and the Rangers bullpen will be better when our next guest returns. He is a World Series champion. Pitched 12 innings. Do you remember this? He pitched 12 innings, allowed just one run for a .75 ERA in that legendary run. Only allowed 8 base runners. I think that's a .6 whip, which is microscopic. And he joins us now here. Josh Spores here on 105.3 The Fan. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
How's it going?
Man, it's adrenalizing just to kind of relive all that, you know. And I know you have big news here today that we need to talk about here. But, man, it's awesome to get a chance to talk to an actual World Series legend here on The Fan.
Yeah, I was excited to be able to do anything for this team because I'm just watching at this point.
So did you just throw the bullpen? We knew you were scheduled to get that in today.
Yeah, Bradford, Kumar, and I all had bullpens early today. Kind of hit the goal I needed to be at. And so now we start climbing the ladder, start throwing off speed. And, you know the light at the end of the tunnel, it's almost there.
So what's the timeline look like? When do you think you'd be out there?
We're looking at probably 6-7 more weeks at least. I got to throw 3 or 4 weeks of bullpen, some lives, and then, nothing. We don't live in a perfect world here, so, if another arm goes down, it might start picking up the pace. But all I'm focused on is the next step, just trying to stay healthy and get stronger so we don't run into this problem again.
So how's the recovery been? Like, what would have been kind of some of the steps? Like, today we were talking off air, you said 85. What have you had to get to throughout this entire process?
About 5 weeks ago, I was throwing about 69 miles an hour.
Nice.
Slanging it.
Slanging it.
Ready to go for the Little League World Series. And then kind of just push yourself. I think the biggest issue I had was just kind of guarding it. And just trusting that the surgery went well. The discomfort will go away. The harder you throw, the more you throw. And so just more of a mental game at this point. It's a long rehab. Could have been worse. So, fortunate in that standpoint that I'm not missing 2 years. Because essentially I missed last year. But, just, again, staying focused on getting healthy, be stronger, and, learn from my mistakes.
I bet you were a real problem in Little League. Were you throwing 69 or?
Yeah, I threw hard, hit
get
hard.
Get on you quick there.
Yeah, I was definitely a larger individual on the league field. I could hit nukes and throw the crap out of the ball.
You're hitting nukes.
I think I was still a better hitter than I was pitcher.
Okay.
Just, having an older brother, being a pitcher, getting drafted pretty high, I think that I kind of just took his footsteps.
Were you upset about the rule change? Like, would you have loved to go to a National League park and be able to hit a bomb?
When you take 6 years off, you kind of lose that edge.
Yeah.
Your wrists get a little soft.
It's not like riding a bicycle where you just hop right back in.
I thought pitching was going to be like riding a bicycle, and it's just not. I mean, I feel like I had to start in Little League again. I threw my first bullpen, and I probably threw 15 pitches, probably 8 strikes. Yeah, I wish I knew where the ball was going. Yeah. It's great.
please.
It's a pretty great feeling when you have no clue.
Yeah.
You're just sending prayers out there.
Josh Spores here with you on the Fan now. What do you think of these torpedo bats? Is that an intimidation at all? Are you going to be scouting that out, or are you looking for that at all?
I mean, you know, every hitter's going to have their holes still. I don't think it's going to cure their swing. You know, maybe they can start to cover a certain pitch better, and then it just opens up a new hole. So, you know, I think baseball, hitting and pitching is a chess game. There's adaptations. You know, we turned into the four-seam ride guys, and then they started changing their swings, and now it's off-speed.
Yeah.
And eventually it's just a cat-and-mouse game. And so torpedo bat's the new checker piece or chessboard piece, and we'll adapt.
It's got to be a huge bummer, of course. You want to be playing, but are you able to gain anything being away and watching and observing?
Yeah, just decompress. I mean, the beauty of our bullpen is it's seven signed guys. So, you know, guys that you can always learn from, you know, having Martin and Luke and Hobie and Webby, all these guys you can just kind of pick their minds off. You know, Garcia, obviously we don't throw the same, but kind of some mental pieces that he has because he tends to bring the energy, hasn't really had a bad game. So, you know, you just try to learn. Obviously, it's a new group, so just trying to learn them as people mm-hmm. as well.
Hey, Josh, does everybody in a clubhouse have a nickname? Do you ever call anybody by their real name, or does everybody have a nickname?
It's pretty standard last name.
Oh, is it?
When you have a locker full of Jacobs and Joshes,
there you go.
You just tend to stick to the last names. Yeah.
I like Sporzy.
Yeah, Sporzy. You know, if it's bad, it turns into Boars. So, okay. You know, we contract when we pitch poorly, and we expand when we're pitching well.
It is pretty cool to hear Boach say it's Sporzy. I mean, he's got a legendary voice. This guy could be like cutting movie trailers.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It could be the next Freeman in the Batman movie.
Yes, the voice of God.
The gravitas is unbelievable with Boach. What about with old Mad Dog?
Mad Dog is more of a poet, I guess. He's going to say things where you're going to have to read it over and over again to finally interpret. So once you get to know him, it's a little bit easier. But the beginning stages, yeah, it was a bit confusing on, you know, what he said and what he wanted.
So is it comfortable, though, when he does put the hand on the shoulder? Or is that something like, bro, please don't touch me right now. I'm struggling my ass off. I mean, just please don't touch me.
You know, there usually one means you're doing okay. Two is usually the oh shit moment. I'm bad today.
Yeah.
But you know, fortunately, my college coach was the same. Always had to put the hands on, so you know, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah,
I think Scherzer's the only person that wanted nothing to
don't
do
touch
with
me.
It. Yeah,
hands off.
Yeah. Besides that, I think everyone else takes it pretty well.
Is that always words of encouragement when they come out there and visit you, or sometimes do they s talk you a little bit to maybe kind of like light a fire under you? Like,
you know,
what the f are you doing?
For us larger people, you know, usually it's just to catch a breather. You know, the shot clock thing and throwing the ball as hard as you can. It's not too beneficial to recovery. Yeah, usually it's just a restart. Tell you know who the next guy is, and just kind of give you a mental break and you know see if you can figure it out.
I will say though, talk about being gassed on the mound, but you're looking pretty svelte right now.
Well, when
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic, one visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
All you can do is work out.
Lane tree in
the jawline.
You're at the field for 7 hours. You're going to find something to do, right? Mm-hmm. So work out, play ping pong, play cards. It's kind of just the same thing.
Right.
Just try not to overeat at this point.
When we got to go into the clubhouse for spring training, one thing was Mad Dog was having one person during the meetings give a joke, tell a joke.
Yeah.
Did you get called upon to do a joke?
I got the first joke last year, and I think Mad Dog tends to like darker jokes. And I think I might have taken it too far.
Not a joke for air, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, I shot for the stars, you know.
But did you hear churches?
Did you laugh, though? Did you get a bunch of laughs for it, or was it so
dark? I think
dark
it was the first one. I think I launched too early.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't ease right into it.
We didn't know what the tone was going to be.
Did you get the flop sweats on that one?
No, it was good enough.
It was good enough. Nice. Josh Spores here with you on the fan. So I heard Simeon's the best at ping pong. Is that right?
Yeah, right now he is. I haven't played enough to – I've beaten him once this year, but he's probably got me – 5-1 right now.
Do us a favor. Get his ass in the cage, okay?
Yeah, I mean, if I have to give him some confidence, like you said, I'm trying to be a value add, so
yeah.
Guys aren't hitting well. I'll take a few losses on the table just to get him going.
I like that.
That's
team play.
Very unselfish.
That's glue guy stuff right there.
It is.
Sporzy.
You're right about that. Now, are you playing with your pitching arm?
I got pretty good with my left hand last year.
Okay.
For the lower-ranked individuals, I could handle them pretty well.
Okay.
Marcus is still a struggle with my right. So it's coming back. It's in rehab right now. And I should be at the top of the leaderboard here soon.
I love it. That's confidence. Now, what do you think of – you've been around here a while when you just think of the Astros who are in town here to reignite this Silver Boot rivalry.
That's why we play baseball, right? You know, I think every game is exciting. But, you know, when you get to play your rivalry team, high school, college – pro, it doesn't matter. It just adds a little extra to it, and you know, it's more meaningful. I've been here since 21, and you know, for 2.5 years, they kind of gave us the boot. So you know, last year us beating them. You know, this year I try to do the same, and you know, I think that's what makes this series so important.
Well, I'm sure you get asked about 2023 all the time, and it is a new season. We're trying to become the 2025 World Series champs. But when you reflect back on that ALCS against Houston, what are some of the things that come to mind?
This is probably the best 7 games of baseball I've ever played. Just the ups and the downs of that series. I mean, you know, we win our first 2 games. We come here. You know, they give it to us the first 2, and then we kind of lose game 5. Now we got to go back to their park and win. You know, so just some crazy circumstances, and, you know, we were able to prevail. And I think it's just about the coaching staff, the players we had, that we just stuck together and we had fun. It was just a relaxed group.
Fun fact about that season, Sporzy got the win against the Mariners on that Saturday, I believe, that clinched it. That could, somebody got in trouble a little bit early, so you go in there.
Andrew Heaney.
Okay, yeah, you got the win.
You remember this.
Just how close it was to not being possible.
Yeah. I think we only had to win 2 games in the last week of the series of the season, and we had the Angels for 4 and Seattle for 3. I think we totally thought we were going to roll on the Angels. We did not. They rolled us. We took 1 out of 3. Going to Seattle, I think we thought we were going to roll on them game 1. Did not. And then game 2, you know, I just came back from getting off the IL with my hamstring. I had a pretty awful September, kind of August already. Mm. And, I just kind of draw a line in the sand and said, are we
leap it. No, it's not. Okay. Not McAfee rules.
I said, screw it. let's clinch this thing. You know, I got to watch it in the Dodgers, but I never really played. So, Heaney, 4 1/3, bases loaded, top of the lineup.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And how many out?
1 out. Whew. Had Julio and Eugenio.
Wow.
And so got 1 to roll over and 1 to pop out.
And that was the turning point for you, and then after that, the epic run.
Yeah, I just got absolutely worn out the first half of the season, and you know, I thought I was still a 23-year-old spry young man, but I was 29 and starting to feel it. And so I think I just needed—I honestly just needed a couple weeks off. Like I said, big body needs some time off.
Hey. Yeah, the horse.
Do you ever get? You sit down in the bullpen. Do you have a? It's like we were talking about. Like Batman said, but Spidey sense, like the phone's gonna ring. Do you? Are you so locked into a game that you know the phone is going to ring and it's going to be you?
Yeah, you know your circumstances. And with Bochy and Mad Dog, they never really change.
Sure.
And so certain times come up, you do get that itch. You get the sensation.
You start kind of getting moving around a little bit and stuff like that?
I tend to always be moving around because the phone calls here are pretty quick.
Yeah.
And so, you know, being unprepared is not something I want to be. And so, you know, I never leave it up to chance. So I might overdo it at sometimes. But, yeah, there's definitely times when you just – the phone rings and you're just walking to the mound already.
Right.
What are you zooming on at that point? Are you just filled with coffee? I know you're a coffee guy. Caffeine is just running through you.
I mean, so I used to be crazy and would take it at like 8 o'clock, but then I wouldn't sleep. Oh. So then a little 6 o'clock coffee, that should get me through the rest of the night. You know, might struggle to go to sleep a little bit, but it won't be as bad.
And at what point are you putting the Zen pouch in before the call?
Zero. Or?
Zero.
None during the game.
Oh,
can't risk it.
Game. Okay. No game day.
That's going to be too jittery?
Yeah.
Is Wyatt going with the – I mean, sometimes Wyatt Langford, dude, I'm seeing his cheek, and we should have asked him about
this
the other day.
We're just big gum chewers.
Is that what it is?
Double bubble?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two pieces, man. That'll fill your entire mouth.
Yeah, that's how it gets.
Because I chew it like a cow. I mean, you've seen me pitch. It is just
impressive.
Chomping away.
Well, I think that's one of the lasting images from Game 5. You get the gum sticking out, then you're slamming did you keep anything from that game? Is there anything that you have still?
I have everything but the glove.
Yeah, that's at the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame took it.
That's cool.
I think the funny thing is I always leave my gum in until I'm done, and I finished the eighth inning in Game 5, totally assuming I was done because Pico had closed every single game. I threw my gum out, and I didn't get the handshake, and I said, oh, crap, let me go find that piece of gum because I'm putting that thing back
in.
That thing had a lot of outs in it.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love it. Well, it's great to see you. Congrats on the rehab and everything and the successful bullpen, and we'll look forward to watching you give them hell here soon.
Yeah, can't wait to get back out there.
Let's go. And Simeon's on notice in ping pong, right?
Yeah.
Not before
too
long.
We're gunning for him.
The
he
champ
knows.
Is here.
He
there he goes. Josh Spores back in the globe here and with us in the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.